This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
When I watch Hairston's tape, he's a guy that not only can cover in man-to-man situations, but he's willing to go hit you. And, I mean, that's something that you don't see a lot. And I know the Bills are big on their corners being able to tackle. And I think that's important. And he does it. He's willing to do it. And you can see here, that's closing speed, makeup speed. And all corners have to have that. He plays with a swagger. He plays with an attitude. And I think he'd be a nice addition to their team.
Veteran NFL analyst on One Bills Live today. Mike Schoep here at Roswell Park with Sal Capaccio. I can get you right through to Sal. 803-0550 is the number. The Ride for Roswell kickoff event today starting at, I believe, 5 here in the Gaylord Gary conference room. Source tells me not a ballroom.
Not a ballroom.
I don't know. I don't know ballroom specs. Do you have to be a certain square footage to qualify? I don't know. I don't know that much.
I know
sports. Some would beg to differ.
I think we could get up here and cha-cha and turn this into a ballroom, but not today. But because we're doing the Ride for Roswell, but it could be a ballroom.
It's one speaker away from becoming a ballroom.
Maybe that's it. Yes.
Pete Prisco talking about Kentucky cornerback Maxwell Hairston. Sal and I were talking during the break, and you were saying, like, I'm not all the way there on, like, the names of the guys yet in the Bills' range. This is one that, you know, you're going to hear a lot about, I think, Hairston. And corner, I'm hearing your voice tell me, like, remember, they still really don't have an obvious one anyway, starting cornerback. So is it Maxwell Hairston? Is it Amos, another one from Ole Miss? Those are, I think, the names. It's not going to be Travis Hunter.
No, and I think when you look at a guy like Will Johnson of Michigan, way too high, obviously. If he starts to fall, is there someone? Brandon Bean has traded up, right? Will Johnson, Jadai Barron. Are these guys with Barron? I believe he's more of a slot guy. But a guy like Will Johnson, let's say, if he starts to fall a little bit, you just talked about Maxwell Hairston. Maybe he's available at 30. Does he make a move like he has two of the last 3 years? Kyer Elam, Dalton Kincaid. And actually, he moved last year. But the other way, went down and ultimately drafted Keon Coleman. But we know that Brandon Bean is willing to trade up if there's a guy there that he likes. And I think that's the kind of position this year that maybe they would do it for.
You know, we should talk about that too. I did some on this yesterday because I guess One Bills Live did why trade up, or not why, but what about it is why you would do it. It was sort of like slanted toward what are your reasons for wanting them to trade up if that's how you feel. And, I mean, I'm just militant about it. Never do it. Quarterback, maybe. Only exception. Never do it. You know, with respect to Bean, Elam and Kincaid were both moving up two spots and giving up a fourth-round pick to do it. Mm-hmm. You've had that chart where they only have made three fourth-round picks.
It really is amazing, yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, to me, that's not good math. But, you know, it's not real life, but in fantasy, you know, you sort of, it gets close and you get excited about a player and you just don't want to risk it. I'm moving up two spots. Maybe there's some intel. It was Dallas with Kincaid that they thought maybe Dallas was going to take him. They jumped over Dallas to take Kincaid. And maybe that's right. Maybe they should just let that happen and draft Laporta or whoever. Like, I don't know. I'd rather have the fourth round pick than move the two. It's been both. James Cook was trading down twice in the second round, and they got a sixth each time to do that. And I would guess, maybe you know this or different, that they wanted Cook, and they thought that was going to be attainable even by moving down twice.
That was the year that they lost out on J.D. McKissick, and they were looking for a back with that skill set. So I wouldn't doubt that they were looking, that they really liked James Cook for that. Now, granted, he wasn't as great of a receiver in his first couple of years, but you know, he's obviously turned out into a good all-around back. But that was that year that happened, if you remember. If you remember back to the Kyer Elam year, Mike, one of the things that happened was the Chiefs traded up. Excuse me, the Chiefs traded up for Trent McDuffie.
McDuffie, right?
And I wonder. I mean, yes, it's all anecdotal, and it's all. I mean, you could do this, spin yourself in 100 different ways. But what if the Bills had traded up for McDuffie? And right, and instead of Kyer Elam, because I think I really believe they really like Trent McDuffie and they wanted him, but the Chiefs traded up first, they got him, so now you get in a position where, well, we really need to take a corner here. Who's next on our board? You go up and get Elam. But if they trade up and get McDuffie, maybe it's a different conversation.
You know, I'm going to say something that I don't think anybody has ever said, and it's going to. I'm glad you're sitting down because it's going to be controversial. I'm sick of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the Chiefs. I mean, okay, so are we Charlie Brown and the football, and they're Lucy or something like this? So that McDuffie point, that it's worthy. Oh, sure, you know, whatever. It's good math. We'll trade out, and it's worthy. This year, I did this yesterday, looking at the work of Pro Football Network. Bills 30, Chiefs 31 in the first round, and their top need is defensive tackle. So get ready. Get your boots on. If you want Kenneth Grant or, you know, Walter Nolan or one of these guys, and there's some thirst for defensive tackles, which there is. Philadelphia also at 32. Like, there's a handful of teams in that bottom, say, quarter of the first round that are, like, kind of, it makes sense. And the position is rich.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, you might have to figure out an end around on Kansas City again. I mean, that hasn't really worked out yet. It hasn't happened yet. But anyway, it's just to say that, like, the Chiefs are your competition.
Right.
Again, you pick in front of them, but that's for now.
Because they've already shown that they'll be willing to move up. And if they are interested in the same position, that could happen again. The Bills have three picks in the top 62. They have two second rounders. I would be stunned, as I sit here today, if more than one went to the offensive side. I think it's either three defense, no offense, or two defense, one offense. And that's, even then, I mean, you could make an argument it should be all three defense. I remember, I'm thinking back to what Brandon Bean said on Ryan Fitzpatrick's podcast last week with Andrew Whitworth as well, and he said, right out, as of right now, we're probably focused going to have more picks on defense. But in those first three picks, I think you're looking defense. It's defensive tackle and it's corner, I think, easily, in with it two of the first three picks.
It's not saying much. I'd like to have a third. The third is kind of a fun leverage round where, you know, you've got day three is more just like let's fill the roster together. But you still have some premium players, second round, third round, and then, you know, you want to move around a little bit. A third would be nice. You can do it with 2/4 or a fourth and a fifth. Maybe the Bills do something like that. There's been plenty of that, as you know, over the years, or by moving out of round two.
Right. Would you rather them move down from round two to get in back to round three?
Yes.
Or move up one of the – you have 2/4 and 3/5.
I know. I want to use them all. I'm always down. You don't have to ask me. My answer is always down.
I get it. But they have 10 picks. Are you picking 10? I know. More dart throws, right? No
yes.
doubt. No doubt. More
yes.
dart throws.
Yes.
But it's also more guys that aren't going to make your roster probably that you're taking that – you know, you might wind up just saying it was a kind of a wasted pick because somebody else can take them when you waive them.
I don't think that's a wasted pick. I wouldn't measure it by, like, how many make the team. You know, we've had this conversation. The bad teams have the – say they have 10 – say New England has 10 picks. More of them are going to make it mm-hmm. because yep. they have more needs. Doesn't yep. mean the players are better.
Agreed.
It just means, like, we have to you know, rebuild, right? So, yeah, I'd rather just have – the Bills have shown to have a propensity. Like, they can identify the talent. I can coach this guy, you know, even in the late rounds. They've had it at receiver. They've had it at, in Benford's case. Like, they've had that. Just give me the more shots at it. And if that means 5 players don't make the roster, I don't think that's a loss.
What's funny to me is last year, I don't remember how many they had going into the draft last year, but they came out with 10.
Yeah.
They picked 10 guys last year. Now, it was a bit of a reset last year because they got rid of a bunch of guys, veterans on the roster. We know Micah, Jordan, Tre'Davious White, those guys, Saran Neal, Mitch Morse. So maybe they're in a different position. But I remember thinking last year, if you would have said to me, over or under the Bills picking 9 guys, I would have said under. They're not going to pick 10 guys. They did. They picked 10 last year. So who knows? Maybe they do it again this year.
But I probably roster, did ask you that.
Yeah, the roster is a little bit younger now. So I don't know if there's quite as much room to do that for some of these guys, but they do have 10 picks as of right now.
Well, how many made it? Coleman, Bishop, Carter, you know, several of them did make it. Your top guys are always going to make it. You're not going to cut them out of camp, right?
Top guys, you're not going to. I'll give you the – here it is. Travis Clayton actually made the roster as the swing tackle.
Ray Davis.
I'm sorry, not Travis Clayton. Tylon Grable. Apologies. Tylon Grable made it as the swing tackle. Travis Clayton was the international pathways guy who went on injured reserve.
Jane Granger made the team.
Every one of them did except for Daquan Hardy did not.
Olofosio made the team.
Yep. Daquan Hardy did not, and Travis Clayton did not.
Solomon.
So eight.
Do we do this, or does Zach do this?
I can do it.
Let's talk to Glenn here. Hi, Glenn. Welcome.
Good afternoon, guys. I had an opportunity to watch the combine completely and was really impressed with the wide receivers coming out. Given that I understand the need for defensive line help and cornerback, could you see a scenario where, again, they go back to their first selection being a wide receiver?
This is a really interesting and good question, Glenn, that Matt Bove and I have debated a lot, and it's always game day in Buffalo. He is on the side of he thinks wide receiver is much more in play than I believe wide receiver is in play, Mike, with the first-round pick. And here's why. I understand, and I would say, Glenn, that no doubt if there's a really good wide receiver, it could help this offense. But I think about how they operate and what they think about, Mike, which is I don't know where he's playing right away, and even though they need still like a speed guy, let's say, where is he? He's the fifth guy if he gets drafted now. Maybe 4th at best. I just don't see them doing that.
I can't see them using a late first on a receiver.
I can't either.
I don't think it's the year for it either.
No.
I mean, there are a couple of guys who are tempting, but doesn't sound to me like there's that much difference between certain second or third round options. I've decided Agreed. Who I like. Io Manner from Stanford. He's the one I like. So that might be round 2 at the earliest. I tend to doubt it. Everything about this, the history, the way the season ended up playing out, the draft class, the respective, everything points to defense. Thanks, Glenn. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at Roswell Park. RideForRoswell.org for more. There'll be a lot of people in here, whether it's a ballroom or not, coming up in a couple of hours. We'll be back. Chris Trapasso for an hour. Glenn, other draft enthusiasts in our audience. Stay tuned for an hour with Chris, getting all through these prospects and what will happen in what's now a little bit less than a month. Back after this here on WGR.